Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. There's a very important thing that goes on in our community that you may or may not be aware of. It makes a very vibrant contribution to the ecological health, the agricultural health of our region. And here to talk about it are Michael Goins and Bill Morrison. They are from the New Hanover County Beekeepers Association, and they're going to tell us about the upcoming beekeeping school. So Michael and Bill, welcome, and thanks for coming today.
Thank you. We're excited to tell people about beekeeping.
Good. Now, how did you both get interested in beekeeping?
I got started because my sister was raising them up in Marquette, Michigan, and I figured if you could raise bees in Marquette, Michigan, where you have to cover them with about 6 inches of styrofoam and hay and everything, I could certainly do it here in North Carolina.
Oh, I hadn't thought about raising bees up north, and of course, they're just as important there as they are here.
Absolutely.
And how about you, Michael?
My grandfather, Pop Goins, had them, but I never learned anything about them as a kid, and then as an adult, I thought, gee, having those copper-top beehives would look great in the garden. And so I read a few books, did a video, and bought bees. And 10 years later, here I sit.
Where did you grow up, and where was your grandfather?
I grew up in Winston-Salem, but my grandfather's house was over in Lincoln County, west of Charlotte.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to hear that in your voice and figuring out where that sound came from. And so copper top hives, I've never seen those.
Oh, it's just a useless invention of today. The flat tops are much better, but the copper, boy, it looks pretty on top.
Well, I don't think beauty is ever useless, so I'd go for it, you know. But I imagine if you had copper top hives these days, you'd have some thieves in your backyard, and they wouldn't be after the honey, they'd be after the copper. Well, let's talk about the role of honeybees in our local ecology and worldwide, and their role in agriculture and how important they are, and we don't always realize that.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, I assist with a friend across the street that has a full lot, like farm, right in Wilmington. And since I've put a hive or two over there, he has just been amazed at the increase in production that he gets, especially in the tomatoes and the squash and all of those. He's just fabulous.
Can those plants reproduce and grow if they're not pollinated by the bees? Or
well,
do they do, but sort of not very well?
He had several years when he did not get the bees coming in, you know, from other areas.
Right.
And he would have to go out there at night with a Q-tip and actually pollinate them himself.
Oh, my gosh. Bees do it better. There you go.
It's much easier.
There you go. Okay. And so you talked about tomatoes and squash and
blueberries, strawberries.
Now,
cucumbers.
Cucumbers, okay. There are professional beekeepers that rent the hives and truck them all around and have them set up in farmers' fields, yes?
Yes.
To get crop insurance, each farmer has to have so many hives per acre during the pollination time or the bloom time for that particular vegetable. And that's why you'll see the huge migration of bees to the almond farms in California, and you'll always read an article or see pictures of some truck wreck where there's bees all over everywhere.
Oh, goodness.
But nonetheless, the bees do pollinate more efficiently than, say, bumblebees and some of the other insects that can pollinate.
Do a lot of farmers keep their own bees, or is that too much effort on top of everything else they're doing?
Some groups, say like Lewis Farms, has their own apiarist that maintains their hives year-round and have for years.
That makes sense.
Many farms, though, just contract it out.
Okay. Let's talk about the role of hobby beekeepers. Now, if you're just joining us, you're hearing Michael Goins and also Bill Morrison. They are with New Hanover County Beekeepers Association. They're hobby beekeepers themselves.
Absolutely.
They have other full-time jobs that they do, but they love working with the bees. Talk about locally. What the bees are like here.
The home hobbyist is a prime example of how we're going to keep the genetics of the bees happier, because many of the commercial beekeepers have a specific line, queen line, and all the worker bees in the hive are always half sisters because of how the genetics works. And the home hobbyist bees propagate and mate with maybe a different set of drones, and so it helps the genetics of the bees.
So it keeps that population enriched and strong rather than too much inbreeding. And
the other thing I think is just the locations where we are. I mean, we're providing bees. They have a certain radius that they go out into. And I know in my own area, I'm on 27th and Chestnut, I'm doing a lot of flowers and personal gardens in the area with my bees.
Oh, that's great. About what is their radius? Do you know with your own bees?
2 to 7, yeah. It's 2 to 7 miles.
2 to 7 miles, depending on if there's other hives nearby and they don't kind of, do they get in trouble in each other's territories or are they pretty peaceful?
They're pretty peaceful.
Sometimes they'll steal. It's easier than.
Hey, you know. I've done that as an actor, a storyteller. Yeah, I say, hey, that's a good riff. I think I'll take that. Now, talk a little bit about how the bees communicate with each other, because I think that is an astonishing thing that you learn when you're doing beekeeping.
Well, there's two types of dances that they will do to help identify where and how far pollen and nectar is away. And one of the joys of beekeeping is to be able to just sit beside your hive and watch them fly in and wiggle and waggle and communicate to each other and watch them take off.
Gosh, it sounds really peaceful and lovely just to sit there and watch the bees dancing all around.
It's surprising. I mean, I think that's one of the advantages of North Carolina is that it's almost all year long. I know I was out just yesterday and they were still bringing in pollen like crazy.
Wow. Now, some people have a fear of honeybees, and there's some folks think, oh my God, they're going to swarm and I'm going to get stung. Can you talk about that just briefly?
The bees are really very docile, and unless you mash a bee or compress a bee, it's typically not going to sting you. There's a lot of misnomers about the killer bees and all the negative, and they're very passive, gentle insects that unless they are threatened, they're not going to sting you. And when they swarm is really when they're the happiest because they're full of honey and there's a queen in that mass of bees. And it's very easy to take a swarm, put it in a box, and start a new hive.
So when they're swarming, it means they've left their home and they're looking for a new place to live.
Right. Okay. There's something that's going on in their home hive that's different. There's either not enough space or for whatever reason they have decided to swarm, which it, from a beekeeping standpoint, if you're trying to get honey, is not a good thing for the queen and half of the workers to take off.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody experienced a swarm in their neighborhood, should they call the Beekeeping Association?
Certainly. If we're called, we'll try to get a member out. Sometimes a swarm can sit there for 15 minutes or it can be there for 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. It means that the bees are hunting a new home. Mm-hmm. And one of the surprising things is at the Arboretum, there is a up in one of the oak trees is a feral bee colony that's been there for years.
Wow. How about that? Nobody's harvesting the honey. They're just having their own life the way that they were designed to have it. How about that? We've just got about 2.5 minutes left. I do want you to talk now about the class. It is 6 consecutive Mondays. It starts next Monday, January 6th, runs through February 10th at 6:30 each evening at New Hanover County Arboretum. What will the class consist of?
The class will consist of volunteers teaching on specific topics. Anybody is welcome to come if they just want to learn more about bees and beekeeping. We welcome everybody. We will be meeting at the Arboretum, as you said, and we will go over biology, equipment, diseases, management, the honey industry.
And a lot of the class is not only the book learning and the lecturing, but there's sharing of other beekeepers who are there and have experiences, yes?
Yes, and
okay.
Hands-on stuff with it.
And then talk about the field day. Yes, the hands-on.
We normally have a field day at somewhere in the spring for the people to come, and so they actually get to put on a veil and gloves, and they actually get to handle bees for the first time. And that's one of the excitements of teaching the course is to be able to do that with them.
Absolutely. The cost for the beekeeping school is $55. Let me give you the phone number to call for more information or to register. 910-762-9073. Again, 762-9073. Or you can email honeybee@coastalnet.com. And you can also check out the website ncbeekeepers.org. One more quick question. What can those of us who are not beekeepers do just to be friendly to the bees and be helpful to them in our area?
One of the biggest thing is that homeowners can be responsible with the chemicals that they spray and use on their gardens or on their herbicides, insecticides, because one of the big problems is kill off of bees, and one of the problems is residual chemicals in the environment.
Michael Goins and Bill Morrison, thank you both for coming in today. I really appreciate your sharing your knowledge and your love of bees with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.